Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, bonjour. In Spain, hola. In Italy, ciao. In Egypt, ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, akwaba. In Nigeria, peleo. In South Africa, sawubona. In Senegal, nangadef. In Kenya, jambo. In Israel, shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, assalamu alaikum. Greetings. And may peace be upon you all.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
Okay, what can go wrong is always a challenge. Second Monday in August. Welcome to Monday Morning Mindfulness. We're just here to start your week off with the mindfulness stress release session, and you know that takes some doing because anything that can happen does. Right here behind the scenes, you'll never know, but it's like chaos going on this morning. That's why it's called Monday Morning Madness for most people, but here it's Monday Morning Mindfulness. And we'll be breathing in and breathing out for a mindfulness stress release session at 7:15 a.m., so you should be sure and join us this morning. It is Monday, August 9th. Happy Earth Day, Birthday, Born Day, if today's your birthday. We're celebrating your nuptials with you, and if you know someone who's a birthday this month, you be sure and give them a call and let them know that you're thinking about them and how much you appreciate them. Always we're giving, always giving thanks and prayer for the sick and the shut-in, the incarcerated and the non-believers, and those who are there on the front line giving their lives for whatever reason, because someone has to do it. And we are very grateful that there are those who do just that. And today's topic is back to basics. Y'all gonna make me lose my mind up in here. That's the end. I know y'all remember that, right? Mm-hmm. Well, you don't have to lose your mind, because there are tips and techniques from a veteran. I didn't say this to regular, but a veteran mental health specialist, and that will be Brother Khalid Scott, and he will be joining us in the 8 o'clock hour. Congratulations to Simi Lee of the Olympics. She is the Olympic winner from St. Paul, Minnesota, and they have designated July 30th, even though it's passed, as Simi Lee Day. So congratulations to our winner from the United States of America, because it is very befitting that we celebrate someone from the United States, because the United States was looking kind of crazy there for a minute. So congratulations. We appreciate you. Congratulations. Keep up the good work. All our young people, keep up the good work. And we are always encouraging you to encourage our youth to join in activities that help elevate their consciousness. And as you see the number of the information scrolling across the screen, to help them develop their natural gifts, talents, and abilities. So always keep in mind that free registration is available for the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. We had a August 28th is the next contest from 12 noon until 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. And as you can see, you can email your 1-minute video clip to hlntvshow@gmail.com. You can watch it on our Facebook page, facebook.com/hlntvshow. And now it has Zelda on the end. Don't know why Facebook decided to do that, but they did it. Why does my name have to be there? Put it back to HLN TV show. That'd be too much like, right? Okay. Anywho, for our children, if they would like to send in an additional 10 to 15 second clip on their name, their hobbies, and why they like to do what they do, I'll get to see that and get bonus points for that, because some of our children are just sending in clips. And you can tell their heart isn't in it. You know how your mom wanted to be the doctor or a nurse or a lawyer or something like that. Like those were the only three professions available. Now, let them do what's in their heart. That's how they succeed. So don't try to run your dreams that you didn't make happen by them so that they can fulfill it. No, this is not about you. This is about them. So please keep that in mind. Have your children send in one-minute video clip via YouTube. That link has to be via YouTube, okay? And send it in to HLN TV show. Alrighty, I just had to share that with you, because the youth are our future. What are we going to do without them? So what are you going to do to help make that possible? So we appreciate you helping make that possible this morning. As we take a look at traffic and weather, sponsored by Karen Kelly of iTex.com, you can stop paying cash and start paying barter dollars. As we take a look at the Metro, 609 outbound is making all stops to the flames here in the suburbs and in northwest suburbs. As we take a look at the Kennedy inbound, it's a hot mess like it always is on Monday. 28 minutes inbound. 19 minutes on the reverse. It is slow from Harlan to Montrose. On the Edens, it's 28 minutes in. Lake Cook to the Junction, 24 on the reverse. On the Eisenhower inbound, it's 26 minutes in and 21 out. And on the Dan Ryan, it's 15 minutes, 13 out, slow from 63rd to 35th Street. On the Bishop Ford, it's 12 minutes and 11 minutes on the reverse. On the Stevenson, the Taylor, it's 18 minutes in and 16 out. Lakeshore Drive, your normal delays. Randolph to Oak Street is a little slow inbound, and that is 11 minutes and 10 minutes on the reverse. And that's your traffic and weather sponsored by Karen Kelly of itex.com. Stop paying cash for your business and personal needs. Use barter dollars instead. Plus, you get a $100 bonus to sign up when you use the word Zelda. That's from Richard Pegue back in the day. Always giving thanks, kudos to the elders. And if you're watching us online, we are on Facebook.com, HLN TV show, and also Facebook.com, Zelda Speaks. And if you are on Instagram, it's Zelda Speaks, the number 2 and the letter U. Zelda Speaks to you. And we have a new Instagram page, too, for, you know, we're always trying to raise money for the homeless and our global virtual team talent contest. We're always trying to raise money for them. And this is our new Instagram page. So be sure and check it out, hln.homeless.project. There are items there that you can purchase for a donation, and all donations are tax deductible. It's hot and I'm sweating like a pig, and I'm loving it because we need to sweat. It helps build the immune system. So in order to give you something for your dollar, not just asking for your money, we made that available for you, and there's all kinds of products in there. So just remember to share that with someone. And remember to share this with someone. Be sure and watch the Higher Learning Network TV show Tuesdays at 6, Wednesdays at 1 on Channel 19. When you see that logo, you'll know you're at the right place. And always 24/7 on the World Wide Web. And you be sure and stop at diabeticdonuts.com, because I know you all know someone who knows someone who knows someone who has maybe gained a few pounds, and they may be a diabetic right about now, because I know I was a diabetic for 10 years, pre-diabetic for 10 years and didn't even know it. So go to diabetic.com, download the ebook. It's there. It's free. And share it with someone. And there's a drink that I drink every morning, apple, beet, cucumber, lemon, ginger kale. Doesn't taste good, but it sure looks wonderful. And you can make it too. That is, if you're serious about your health. And I'm serious about mine, so I hope you're serious about yours and share that with somebody. But somebody somewhere needs to know that. If you're listening online and like to join the conversation this morning, we'd love to have you. 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. And coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, Brother Khalid Scott will be joining us, but you'll have from 7:30 to 8 to call in and share your comments. And today is August 9th, and I'm reading your word of the day from Inspirational Conversations with Shalom of Israel, a.k.a. Zelda Speaks. August 9th. Did you figure out what your fun day was? Mine's always a Tuesday. If not, why not? We sometimes find a way to put off our joy because of all of the important things in life that we think are our priority. One might say it's frivolous or careless to even consider having a fun day. Really? Adults don't or should not play. Of course they should. Some of us never really had a real childhood because adult responsibility that was delegated to us at such an early age, which was one of the reasons why we really should. You've heard it too many times before, all work and no play. I doubt very seriously that you will one day look back on your life and wish you'd spent more time at the office or at school and spent less time enjoying the quality of your life. Illness is often life's way of sending us silent messages to pay attention to self. Listen. Listen. As Dr. C. CJ Mimi would say, listen to the body messages. We call it pain, but it's a message from the body. Side hurt, your chest hurt, your back hurt, your leg hurt. Those are signs. Pay attention. Or they have to, before you have to pay attention in the emergency room. You don't want to go there. Anyway, listen, you spend 8 to 12 hours a day working someone else's dream. 1 to 2 hours travel time to get there and probably the same time to get home. An hour for lunch, maybe. 6 hours of sleep, maybe. Where do you fit time for yourself? And whose vision are you working on? I'm just saying. Inspirational Conversations with Celebrity Israel, a.k.a. Delta Speaks, available at DeltaSpeaks.com. And you get a free hug and a free kiss today. Oh, I'm about to kiss. How about that? Alrighty now. You know what that means? It is 7:15. It's time for your Monday morning mindfulness. Are you ready? Well, this is the time that we take first thing in the morning. Oh, that breath is so good. Where we simply breathe in and breathe out, and we manifest what we want through the breath, power of the breath. Rest and digest means everything. Long, deep inhales relax the system. And when you exhale, it releases all of the negative energy. And that's what we want. Okay? So that's what we're going to do today. All right? As you simply breathe in and you breathe out to the count of five. Breathe in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold it. And it doesn't matter if you stay in sync with me breathing, just as long as you're breathing. That's all that matters. Inhale deeply. Through the nose. Hold it. And however you choose, nose or your mouth, simply breathe. As we breathe in, we give thanks for the power of the breath. Let's breathe together. Sitting up straight, feet flat on the floor, nothing in your hands, nothing in your lap, nothing in your heart but that of love, light, and respect for the power of the breath. As we breathe in, hold it, and exhale. Oh, that feels so good. You immediately feel the muscles and the tendons and the ligaments surrender as you breathe in. Hold it. And as you breathe out, it relaxes the tension in the shoulders and the stress from the day before, from the night before. And simply stretch. Stretch, 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 stretch. Oh, give that body a good stretch. Oh, yes. We breathe in. Hold it. And as we breathe out, now let's take that breath a step further. And seeing our breath travel through our body. As we breathe in, bringing the breath all the way up to the top of the forehead and slowly bringing the breath down through the face, the chin, and the shoulders. We breathe in, hold it, and as we breathe out, sending more love, light, and energy via the breath down through the shoulders, the chest, the sides, the stomach, and the back as we continue to breathe in, and as we breathe out, sending love and light and more energy down through the hips, the thighs, and the knees, oh yes, rub those glorious hips and thighs and knees because they keep us mobile. And as long as we're moving, motion is the lotion that keeps the body agile. So we always want to be moving because that's when we get stuck. You can't move, so you always want to move as you breathe in. Giving thanks for the power of the breath as we send more love, light, and energy down through the legs and the ankles and the arches and the toes. Feel free to wiggle those toes, sending love, light, and energy back up through the bottom and the top of the feet and the ankles and the arches. As we breathe in, as we breathe in. Bringing more love and light and energy back up through the knees and the hips and the thighs and the buttocks and back as we breathe out.
Oh, excuse me.
Let's breathe in together. Hold it. And exhale. And just marinate in the glory of the breath. If you have breath today and you don't need oxygen tank, you don't need any kind of apparatus to help you breathe, you are one of the lucky ones that you don't need help because you're breathing all on your own. What a beautiful thing. As we breathe in, hold it. And as we breathe out, we give thanks to the power of the breath. As we breathe in once more, bringing that energy from the breath back up through the sides and the chest and the solar plexus and the back, and bringing that breath back up through the neck as we breathe in. Taking these fingers and rubbing the back of the shoulders where we usually hold a lot of tension, and just knead with your fingers the back of your shoulders. Just knead with your fingers, just touching each and every part of the back of your shoulders right here. Just massage it. There you go. After you knead it, massage it. And then take these two fingers and this thumb. These two fingers and this thumb, put it on the back of your neck and squeeze, squeeze, squeeze the back of the neck. That is where the vagus nerve is, from the tip of your spine to the fifth vertebrae in the back of your spine, running all up and down, all that electricity running up and down the back of your neck. You are simply squeezing and feeling good and giving thanks for the vagus nerve because it protects the immune system. What more could you ask for? And the body heals itself along with the help of the breath. As we breathe in, we give thanks for the power of the breath as we send more love and light and energy, as we move those shoulders and those arms, as we are stretching and giving thanks for the power of the breath. As we breathe in, hold it. And as we breathe out, and just marinating that breath, giving thanks for love and light and energy and the power of the breath, as we bring that breath back up through the face, the forehead, the chin, as we breathe in. The deepest breath you can breathe. And as you breathe out, bring your head forward. Slowly rotating the head to the left. That's why you're sitting up straight, so you don't get a crook in your back. And slowly bringing the head around to the back. Slow down. You're moving too fast. And slowly bringing the head over to the right. And slowly bringing it around to the front. Head up. Inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale, bringing the head back down. Slowly rotating the head to the right. You're sitting up straight. Slowly, slowly, slowly bring the head around. Slowly bringing the head around to the left. Feeling each and every increment in the neck as you breathe in. And as you breathe out, holding your head up straight. Inhale deeply. Look to the left as far as you possibly can, feeling a stretch in the right of the neck. Oh, yes, that feels so good. And just stay with that for a moment. That good feeling, that stretch. As you bring your neck back around, inhale deeply. And as you exhale, turn the head to the right as far as you possibly can. And feeling the stretch in the left side. Ah, yes, that feels good. And you inhale deeply. And exhale. Still breathing in and breathing out, giving thanks for the power of the breath. Because it is the breath keeps us calm and centered in times of chaos and confusion. We simply breathe in and we breathe out. And we give thanks for the breath that we breathe in that reaches each and every organ in our body, beginning with the brain, which tells us to breathe in. So let's breathe in together. Inhale deep in. And as we exhale, we give thanks for the power of the heart, the liver, the lung. As we say, good morning, grand rising, to each and every organ in the body, because it is these organs that silently do the work for us. We don't even have to think about it. We simply breathe in. And we breathe out. Marinate in the goodness, in the joy, in the splendor of the breath. That you need no help breathing, no trachea tube, no asthma pump, none of that. You simply breathe in. Hold it. And breathe. As you speak individually to each and every organ, every bone, every tendon, every ligament, every vein, every artery, you say, good morning, body. Oh, thank you for keeping me through the night. As we breathe in. And as we breathe out. Now this time, let us repeat the two most important words on the planet, and that is I. As we breathe in, I am happy, and breathe out, breathe in, I am whole and complete, breathe in, I am divinely guided and protected, breathe in, I am a glorious creature of the divine, and I too am divine in each and everything that I do, beginning with the breath. As we breathe in, and as we breathe out, we give thanks. And just marinate in all the love and all the light and all the energy you just gave. Every single blood vessel in your body, you just told it to shine, to just shine on so you can just feel good all day long. Yes. We breathe in. And as we breathe out. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that is something that you can try on your own, you can practice on your own, and it doesn't take a long time. Doesn't take 5 or 10 minutes, 15 minutes. It only takes as much time as you need, but I strongly suggest at least 5 minutes. You know why? Because it gives you a ritual. It gives you a technique to practice when you are stressed the heck out and people are coming at you from all different four corners of the earth and just getting on your last nerve and you can't handle it. You just simply start breathing. I promise you they're going to look at you like you're crazy, but you know what to do. You simply breathe out. Take a long, deep breath and blow it out through your mouth. Yeah. Hey, if you forgot to brush your teeth, you didn't gargle, and you got a little funk on your breath, oh, they're going to back up. Just keep breathing. Don't stop. Don't take one breath. Take a lot of them. Yeah, they're going to look at you like you're real crazy. They might even call somebody. But just tell them, it's okay. I'm just having me some me time. And you don't need to be in my me time. So take a hike. You share that and share that with them as many times as you need to. And if your breath is that foul, I promise you, they will leave you alone. If your breath is not foul, just keep a little onion at your desk or a little garlic. And they'll be like, ooh, what is that? And when they come up in your face, just pretend like you're going to eat one. Oh, okay, I'll be right. I'll check somewhere else. I'll get back to you. I tried. I know it works. So that's why I'm sharing it with you. So that's your Monday morning mindfulness breathing technique, and I do hope you will share that with someone by going to my Facebook page, excuse me, my YouTube page, Zelda Speaks. And there's another page too, Zelda Speaks Mindfulness, so you be sure and check it out. Okay. Alrighty, so thank you so very much for having that deep breathing experience this morning, because you know you just ignited your brain power. You just expanded your brain. How'd you do that? Because through your breath. It's real simple. Because breathing triggers. It sends triggers off in your body. You wander around walking, looking all happy, wondering why you're happy. You had a breathing experience this morning. You didn't need a CPAP machine to do it. It's very important that we do that. So, that is your Monday morning mindfulness. I thank you so very much for participating with me, and be sure and share that with someone, because it will not only make your day better, but it will make someone else's day better too. And when you are in a good place, doesn't matter what they do, that's all that matters, is that you're in a good place. Do you worry? Well, got a remedy for that too.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. Whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. CJ of Valona Health, where we combine orthopedic manual therapy and neuroscience to treat the whole person. Health tip for the day is keep it moving. Doesn't matter how, just keep it moving, doing something you enjoy. Walking, dancing, rolling on the floor with your dogs or kids, really anything. The body craves movement to keep the bones, joints, and muscles happy. Even our mental health and internal organs and digestive system rely on our movements. Thanks for being a part of the Higher Learning Network on The Female Solution.
We all say we would like to be wealthy, but wealth isn't determined by how much money you have. Wealth is determined by your power to define what money is. The dictionary defines money as something used as a way to pay for goods and services and to pay people for their work. So how would you like to have access to an unlimited source of money? Money that is not taxed by the government. Money that increases as you share the opportunity with others. Money that you can use to pay for goods and services and pay people for their work. I'm talking about Bitcoin. It's the future of independent wealth building. Bitcoin is the new money that you control. Get started building your wealth. Call 312-849-3456. That's 312-849-3456.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Are you constantly arguing with your spouse? Are your children misbehaving and acting out? Is someone in your family abusing drugs? Have you been the victim of domestic violence? Are you grieving over the loss of a loved one? Let us help you restore serenity to your life. At Serenity Family Social Services, we understand that good mental health is the result of emotional well-being. Our goal is to assist you and your family in removing emotional distress and restoring harmony and balance to your lives. We offer individual, couples, and family counseling. I'm Howard Williams, CEO of Serenity Family Social Services. Call us today at 312-315-4820. That's 312-315-4820.
Everything you need, what your body needs, is found in nature. So Susan Essentials doesn't do it any other way. Susan Essentials provides your employees and individuals access to over 20,000 nutritional products, and they are shipped direct to your door. Because Susan Essentials is certified in plant-based healing, we're permitted to offer you the best nutritional supplements on the planet. They're non-GMO and sustainably produced, and we take the guesswork out for you. Let Susan Essentials help you take control of your health today.
This is Minister Cynthia Marie Williams, spiritual counselor and advisor. I invite you to a private reading in the areas of business, health, finances, relationships for introductory cost of $20. Please call because there is a higher power that can help me help you. 312-802-4743. Peace and blessings to you all. Call me. 312-802-4743.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio hosts, On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. We can talk to each other face to face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best selves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these Voices of Enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On Air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
On Air Everywhere is where you need to be. And that's-
everything that she does. So you be sure and check it out on aireverywhere.com. And you will have the latest positive information, because when you turn on 257-926-32-44-88-99, it's all negative. Every now and again, you'll see something positive, but we want more than negativity. We have a choice as to what we allow in our consciousness, because what we are listening to, we're being programmed, people. That's the number one thing I learned from being in secular radio after retiring. It didn't dawn on me while I was there that we were programming people's consciousness. Thank God I was in Gospel Radio 1390, because the other stuff was just noise. Okay. And I'm sure my parents said the same thing about me. It was noise. That's all it was. Anyway, you be sure and join Naima Latif on Wednesday, but be sure and tune in tomorrow. Tomorrow is going to be some kind of special. Jody Susan of Susan Essentials is talking to the inventor and creator and founder, Dr. Frank Lawless. He came up with a machine that will help you not only deprogram yourself, but open your mind, your body, your spirit, and your heart to challenges that you may be having. So I did not know that, and I saw him on Jody's show a couple of times, and I'll stop by tomorrow for a few minutes between 7:30 and 8. Dr. Frank Lawless is one of the contributing consultants for Dr. Phil's show. You know, Dr. Phil brings people on that have issues, that psychological issues that they are not very familiar with how to handle them. So he offers them training sessions, psychological sessions. And one of the sessions, or many of the sessions, I don't know how many, but they do include the BAUD, B-A-U-D, the bio, audio, utilization device, the BAUD. Look it up. You will be glad you did, because it is this kind of information that will take your life to the next level. Not everybody is ready to do that. They say they are, but they really aren't. Because if you're not really ready and willing to dig in and experience some pain, because it's painful to go back, but that's the only way to clear it up, or you die with it. So the choices are. Anyway, I just thought I'd share that. So tune in tomorrow morning for self-cell care, C-E-L-L, the cells in your body, self-cell care, because it's working with the cells. So, you know, you can program those cells to do whatever you want them to do. So it's entirely up to you. Anyway, that's Tuesday. Wednesday is Naima Latif and Kareem Hamid on repairing family relationships. And on Thursday, we have a new host, Dr. Debbie Green. Dr. Debbie Green is a phenomenal sister living in another city. I just love it. No one's living in Chicago. So what am I waiting for? Still trying to get to Florida, right? Anywho, somewhere where it's hot like this all the time, because you know it's going to be, did I tell you the weather today is going to be 90 degrees? I don't even think, did I do the weather? I don't even remember doing the weather. Did I? I don't think I did. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and warm, humid. Heavy rain is possible. 105 heat index. Ooh, Lord have mercy. I got to get out of here and walk as soon as I am off the air. 84 today, 92 tomorrow. Extra, extra humid. Saturday and Sunday is back in normal, back to normal. It's August and it's hot. What can I say? It's a good day. Anyway, that is Thursday. Friday, Health and Well-Being with Viata. And you can see any of the shows that are in the archives. They're all in the archives, blogtalkradio.com, The Female Solution. So be sure and check that out. And on Saturdays, first, second, third, fourth Saturday, we have a different host. And you'll see all of that. First Saturday, move around with Jana, our correspondent from London, England. Second Saturday would be Love Joy Powers. Third Saturday would be Deborah, move around with Deborah, our very own travel agent. And for sanity, wisdom with Mama D, my Columbia alumni. And happy birthday to all the Leos. It's Leo love. Anyway, just in case you missed the shows, they're all available in the archives, blogtalkradio.com. And this is something I want to share with you. It was a virtual run walk to end homelessness. Can you see that? And we participated in. We're always on the lookout for events that we can participate in to help the homeless, because you know my story. Go to velvetsleep.wordpress.com and you will see that we support the homeless, because this is the t-shirt they gave us. And we didn't walk, but we walked virtually. This is, I guess this is, it is. Anyway, that is for the, that was for the homeless walk. So anytime you see us or hear us talking about the homeless, know that we have the power to help those who need help and those who are in need of our help. You can go and not only just make a donation, but you can purchase things on our Instagram page. It's hln.homeless.project. And you can participate that way, because somebody's sleeping on the ground and you're one of the lucky ones who are not. So we give thanks for that. It is 7:47. Brother Khalid Scott will be joining us in the 8 o'clock hour. But right now we're going to go to the phone, 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. And we will take 706-202. You are live on the air, Grand Rising. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Grand Rising. This is Kwame Sunhorse. I'm calling you from the stolen lands of the Muscogee Creek here in Georgia. And it's a beautiful day in my neighborhood.
Grand Rising. And it's a beautiful day in this neighborhood because we have one of the elders on this morning, who brings us such a different perspective of what's going on in life. And we can read between the lines, so-called, of what's really going on. You know, you hear people say that all the time, what's really going on? Not what you see on TV either, baby. Now, Elder Kwame, you sent me some information over the weekend about what's going on in the planet. Can you tell us a little bit about that, please?
Well, it goes on every year, but we're not, you know, informationally formed on it. Some people are now learning on it. This country was founded in galactic alignment, and July 4th, 1776 was when this country became itself a nation. And that's when July 4th is when Sirius, the star Sirius, which is our largest star, that our Dogon ancestors knew about before there was a Hubble telescope and before there was even rocket ships. They knew about it. They knew its pattern. They knew its moons. They knew Sirius A, B, and C. And so we have been connected to our galaxy. And so what this happens is it's a very important alignment of energy. And the thing that happens on this day, it's a day in which the sun is further for the summer. People think that we're closer to the sun. No, it's that the sun is furthest from us that creates our summer. And it's when it's its closest, it's when we get our winter. And so in that alignment, and alignment with Sirius, because they both rise, and Sirius is called the spirit sun. And it's was used by the Egyptians when they aligned and they built the Pyramid of Giza, because on July 24th, it aligns exactly with the Queen's Chamber, and the light of Sirius shines through, that star shines through and goes through the Queen's Chamber. And it used to be a reflection pool at the bottom of this, the way the story was shared, that the reflection pool, the Nile River rise. And so every year, on July 24th, 25th, is beginning that year galactically, the calendar. And so this is the thing that happens every August the 8th. And it's really funny because we have two nations in this nation that on August 8th, 1925, over, I think it was 300,000 Klan marched in Washington. And they began to formulate their nation within this nation. And so what we're seeing is that they're learning, they've learned from our ancestors what they stole the information on what's above and what's below and how to use that energy that comes to construct whatever it is they want to manifest. Because every July 4th, we still celebrate with that declaration because they did that on that day with the energy of that star. Mm-hmm. And so it has very importance that even when they designed by Benjamin Banneker, who finished the architect of D.C., is that it was to be aligned with the constellation Virgo because we were in the era of Pisces. That's why Liberty stands on top of the Capitol building, because she represents Isis, the female, the Egyptian goddess. And so what we're seeing is the astro meet, because each of us, we look at, oh, what's your sign? And like you just said, oh, we're in Leo season. Okay, Obama was a Leo. Obama was the only president when he was in office to go and visit the Pyramid of Giza and the Sphinx in June when he was in office. So this was already foretold. If you go on YouTube, and there's an excellent presentation of about the Temple of Dendera. That was a temple that was the goddesses and the priests used to study the alignment and the constellations of the body, the heavenly body, because the heavenly body is called Adam Kadmon. Adam Kadmon represents the Aries as the head and Pisces as the feet. And each zodiac sign is a part of the human body. And this is how we knew how to align with that, because there's cosmic order, there's universal order, and there's nature's order. We as humans are out of order. And we have to begin to see how to get back in order. This is why I was sharing about the Overground Railroad. What's over us is what? The Milky Way. If you go outside on any good dark night and you're in somewhere without city lights, you can look up in the heavens and see the Milky Way right over us. The Milky Way is in the universe, and the universe arc bends towards justice. And this is what Dr. King said. So what we're looking at is that we have to reconnect as above, so below. And we have to connect with what I said we need to do is get oases. You were talking about the homeless sleeping on the ground. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're sleeping on the concrete and the asphalt and doing that. But I learned something when I was homeless that an elder told me, you're never homeless. The earth, the soil is your floor. Because we used to have cabins that we had earth floors. They just had a building that they put our stuff in. And that's mm-hmm. what we have, is that the earth is your floor. The sky is your ceiling. The trees and the mountains are your walls. You just need a place to put your stuff in. Most homeless people that you see are pushing around all their stuff in a cart or carrying it around in a bag. So they just need a space to put stuff in.
Mm-hmm.
And these are the things that we have to begin to start understanding, because with us being in this next 25,920-year shift, because like when I shared about Virgo and Pisces, we stay in what they call an era. And the era is 2,120 years. There are 12 of them, which equals out to 25,920. And even when you study your universe, because there's a universe within, as Rumi says, everything in the universe is within you. We as humans take, and adults, you take an average of 18 breaths a minute. So if you know that 60 minutes is an hour, and you take 18 breaths, 18 times 60 equals 1,080. 24 hours in a day, 1,080 times 24 equals out to 25,920 breaths. So you breathe in one 24-hour period, the time it takes this planet to go around the Milky Way galaxy.
Mm. Wow.
So it's beginning to give ourselves the true knowledge of who we are, for as it was written on the first university, man know thyself. And that when you understand that we are cosmic seed, we choose the parents we come through. And the part is that when we come onto the earth, that's why you have an earth day. Mothers birth a child. Men never get birthdays. We have an earth day, but we have what is called, that's the day you come onto the earth. And so we have to begin to study or relearn our astro. This is why it's called astronomy, the astro me. It's not, and then the study of yourself is the astrology, because you need to know what is the energies that are feeding you, because what is it called in the Milky Way galaxy? You feed a child breast milk, the milk of life. And so these are the things in which our ancestors knew and began to share in building the civilizations that we see. Even the ancestors before, the Lemurians, the Atlanteans, and Mu, they studied, but they used crystalline technology. This is why they were able to create and build with such accuracy in being able to know how to use the energy of the earth, minerals, and using the crystals and using the ability to build with things that would align with the heavens. Because if you look at the 144 grid, 12 times 12 is 144.
Mm-hmm.
Each area, each part of that grid has on it the different star system connections. And I just lost the chief. I was sun dancing with the Dakota Nation out in South Dakota. And I learned about that they keep a bundle, which is information that they've gotten from what we call extraterrestrial, but what we call is the Galactic Federation, because they're beings that are up there that are connected, have been here and watching what we're doing. And the Federation looks at how we're needing to grow into order. So that's the part right now. Okay, we had yesterday was the 888, plus it was the new moon. And in the moon cycle is when the moon is the black moon, because it's absence of light. And it'll be that way for 3 days, and then it'll start waxing. It means it's getting ready to polish the light that the sun and the moon will connect, and then it will grow full. And this full moon will be the blue moon. And so we're needing to understand, you know, what's above us and how do we use to connect the energy of above, because, you know, they put more people in emergency rooms and the police put more people on the street on a full moon than they regularly do during the week. I mean, during the other times of the month.
Mm-hmm.
Because what? People start going crazy because the moon does what? It moves the tide, and your mind is water.
Mm.
So you start having all of these what they call lunatics.
Ah, Luna. Okay. Yes.
Right.
We have to break words down in order to understand them. Never thought about that.
Right, and even on December 31st, and we're talking about Sirius and its alignment and its yearly beginning. So on December 31st at midnight, if you go outside and you look straight up, Sirius will be directly overhead, just as the sun is at 12 o'clock noon, because it's 180 degree, and then that is why we drop the apple in New York, or we drop the peach here, is that we know on that day it's that seasonal year, but it's not the natural order of the year, because we've only come out of the winter solstice on December 21st.
Mm.
So you can't have the beginning of the year on in the winter solstice. It begins in what? March. Aries, the head. You begin with the head.
Mm.
We have what we call looking at, if you remember geography, you have the Tropic of Cancer, which is what we're in right now, is the summer. And then the sun drops down below the equator, and then you go into Tropic of Capricorn. Tropic of Capricorn is in January.
Mm.
It's all there.
It's there, but we need to be aware of it. Because if we're not aware of it, does it really do us any good?
We aware of it is the part that we're not overstanding. Dang, I feel a certain way, and what, you know, I'm getting and if you look at the alignments and you look at what's going on in the heavens, you'll see what's affecting you, because each planet, each in our solar system has an alignment that it will affect us here on the planet.
Hmm.
That's why when you do your chart, astrological chart, you look at your alignment. My sun is in Pisces. My moon is in Libra. My ascend is in Leo. Those are characteristics of what I came onto the earth at that moment I took my first breath. That's why when they do an astrology chart, they ask you for the date, the time, location. Because the location is pertinent, because that way they can tell what planets were in the alignment to see what you came in. And these are your tools. You came in with these planets that everybody comes in at a different time.
Mm.
And everybody has a different alignment.
Mm.
And those are your energies that you learn to use and tap into.
Mm. Well, thank you for tapping in this morning and sharing that information with us. If you're listening online, that is the voice of Elder Kwame Sunhorse from Georgia, who is always bringing us up-to-date information that we can benefit from and share it with others. So if you're just tuning in, coming up at 8 o'clock, mental health.
Can I share something?
Yes, please.
Okay, and on the 11th, this Lions Gate will be open until the 12th, and we have two more days, and then what we'll have is what's called the helectical rising. That means Sirius will rise before the sun, but it will be in alignment. Sirius follows Orion, which is the you know, constellation with the three stars in it, like the three pyramids. But it'll be in alignment with the furthest star up in there. It's called Betelgeuse. And then it'll be also aligned with Venus. And what it forms, if you look, if it's night sky, when the sun goes down and you first see it, you'll see the constellation Sirius. I mean, Sirius. But it'll form a pyramid. It'll form a triangle. And that triangle is directly formed where it connects when I was sharing with you, still with the pyramids in Egypt. That's why we built the three pyramids here in Galveston, Texas, called the Moody Pyramids, the three crystal pyramids that on the exact latitude of 29.6, you can draw a straight line from Galveston directly to the pyramids of Giza. That's why they just opened up the gem there in Egypt. They took the 22 mummies out of the Cairo Museum, and they designed what they call the Fourth Great Pyramid, but that's not like what we built.
Mm.
Because they know this shift is coming, that we're moving into Aquarius. So they built and moved everything close to Heremhet, which is the Sphinx, which is Leo, to align with the energy. And the first exhibit of those mummies that will come off of that continent of Kemet will be Ramesses II, the one that Moses set my people free.
Mm-hmm. And Ramesses' mummy will be brought to Houston, Texas in November in a line on that 29.6 latitude. They're reconnecting their power.
Well, I want to thank you for connecting with us, and I need you to stay close because coming up, we've got a break right quick, and we'll be right back with Khalid Scott, mental health professional. Thank you so very much, voice of Elder Kwame Stone.
Design Essentials is re-engineering what health looks like by leading you to the best wellness initiatives in the world. Start your coaching plan today and create a new paradigm of health. Click here to learn more.
Oh, man, God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456, and schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
Do you or your organization need space for an event? Call the Quarry Event Center at 2423 East 75th Street in Chicago. For your parties, banquets, award ceremonies, repasses, concerts, and business seminars, available 7 days a week, now under new management. Call us at the Quarry at 773-663-2557. That's 773-663-2557.
Joining us back here on The Female Solution, I'm your host, Zelda Speaks. Welcome to Monday Morning Mindfulness. I'm joined by our guest today of the, Female Solution. That would be Brother Khalid Scott, veteran mental health professional, who is joining the show this morning. Welcome, Brother Khalid, and thank you so much for joining us this morning. Grand Rising. So honored to have you here this morning on The Female Solution. Welcome back to Monday Morning Mindfulness. Khalid is our regular contributor. He comes on quarterly and helps us keep from doing just this. And I want to let you see exactly what I'm talking about. Okay, here we go. I do not own the rights to this music. But I love it. Lose my mind. Up in here, up in here. 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 I just had to play that. You know, we want some things right about now. And we don't have to. Because we've got Khalid Scott on here. We don't have to act a fool up in here. We can just enjoy it, but we don't have to act a fool now. Come on, Khalid. Help us out. Help us out here.
Right. Well, good morning, everyone. And I hope everyone had a blessed and restful weekend. And, you know, Mondays come really quickly. And, yeah. You know, when we think about Mondays, we think about what all we have to get accomplished for the 5 days ahead, you know, and it can feel overwhelming. Mm-hmm. But you know what? Friday is coming and gives us something to look forward to, you know, and it's always good to be busy because busy makes the time go by and busy makes us know that we're accomplishing things, you know, and taking care of our business. And preparing for, you know, the weeks coming up ahead. And so that's a good segue into, like, all right, come all the end of August, beginning of September, we're heading back to school, you know, and now we're heading back to school, hopefully with a new mindset, a new perspective, because for a lot of folks, especially our children, they are going back into in classrooms after a year and a half of being, you know, at home in front of laptops,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I also mentioned there's a lot of parents who are in school. Like, I know a lot of people are like, you know what, this pandemic forced me to say, hey, wait a minute, let me start working on some goals that I always put off, but I want to achieve. And, you know, I know some people who are getting ready to work on PhDs right now,
mm-hmm.
you know. So this is a wonderful season. It's a beginning. You know, my daughter, she's leaving out on the 27th of this month to go back to campus in Massachusetts, and she's looking forward to it, you know. So I want to discuss, you know, just kind of being upbeat about going back to school and going back to work. And just have a positive framework.
And how do you have a positive framework when you come out of a situation that is so devastating? It has you living in fear. How do you proceed to maneuver your way through that?
Right. So I look at it as, see, for me, you have to look at things in a positive light, no matter mm-hmm. how dark it is around you. You got to want to seek the light. You know what I'm saying? The positive
mm-hmm.
light. And
mm-hmm.
so for me, looking at things like this is a new season. So, you know, summertime is when we get out and we play and we have fun and we vacation and we rest up. And then we know come September, it's back to what we know we need to do, the business that we need to take care of. We're going back to work. We're going back to school. The our favorite TV shows will be coming back on soon. You know, because they've had a hiatus over the summertime. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
The summertime is when we tend to either, you know, go hard on our diets or say, you know what, I want to relax a little and eat what I want to. But like, hey, now I got to get back to the gym and get back to my, you know, to my program. So for me, it's, again, it's saying I want to start fresh. And now you add this part about we survived or we are surviving a pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And we are surviving a pandemic that we're not used to being in. This is mm-hmm. all of our first experience being in a pandemic. Unless you were born, you know, in the early 1900s and you went through, you were here in 1919. For the Spanish flu, for the majority of us, this is the first pandemic, and
mm-hmm.
we're all still trying to navigate what this means to us. And
mm-hmm.
for me, it has been eye-opening. You know, it has been a lot of lessons to be learned. And so I urge people, as you sit back and say, wow, how has my life been affected over the past year and a half? You know, since March of 2020, and I'm still here and I'm still breathing. Now, what's the lessons that I've gotten from this? So let me use me for an example. Over the last year and a half, I've known about 10 people who have died from COVID.
Ooh.
And in April, May of this year, my mother caught COVID. So I thought I was affected knowing about 10 people who died of COVID. But COVID came knocking on my front door when my mother was hospitalized for 2.5 weeks with COVID. and we couldn't go to the hospital and see her, and we had to do FaceTime on the cell phone. And then she got out the hospital, thank God. And it built a new relationship for me and my mother. Because, you know, I had to become her caretaker, you know, and now 2 months later, my mother is doing much better, and they're slowly but surely weaning her off her oxygen tank, you know. Oh. So my mother is a 70-year-old survivor. Mm. And when I talk to my mom, and like, well, Mom, what have you learned from this? And she said it clearly, like, my stubbornness almost cost me my life. Because my mother was one of those folks that was like, no, I'm not getting that vaccination.
Ooh.
And she didn't get it. And 3 weeks after I asked her, urged her to get vaccinated, she caught COVID.
Wow.
Then my mother also had to learn, like, who was really there for her. Who was really there for her. You know, and also she understood what village she did have in place, because my mom has lived in the same building almost going on 40 years. Whoa. And her neighbors stepped up, came in the house, cleaned up her house for her, cooked meals for her, ran errands. So thank God, because that helped me out, because I'm an only child. And that was a lot on me. And I go to work every day. And my daughter, the day after my mother got out the hospital, my daughter went to go and do a summer internship in Massachusetts. So I didn't even have my 18-year-old to help me. But thank God, my mother's village helped. So hindsight, 2 months later, the lesson my mother learned was, hey, man, you... Thank God I've treated people right in my life, because in my dark moment, and for me, now my private practice is doing well. And now I've decided that I'm going to go, you know, for positions where I can work from home more often. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because I like this, you know, working from home. I don't have to go and sit in nobody's office no more.
Amen.
I don't have to be in the field going making home visits no more. I'm okay sitting in front of my laptop and doing my part to help the world.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm saying about reconfiguring what your life is going to look like. Mm-hmm. And then you add on top of that, if you have children who are going back to school, getting them back acclimated. Because now your kids are survivors. For a year and a half, these babies had to sit in front of a laptop and learn.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But now they've shown that they can do it.
Yeah.
They can do it. You know? But now they're going back to class, to the classroom, and now they can interact physically with their friends. And maybe they'll have better relationships because, like, man, for a year and a half, I couldn't sit next to my best friend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I couldn't go to lunch with my little group of friends. Now that we're back, I appreciate you, you know? And now hopefully we got a new appreciation of teachers, you know, who had to sit up there and navigate 30 kids on laptops.
Ooh.
And teach lessons. You know, so these taught teachers what they were made of.
And for sure, us
clinicians who are now got waiting lists because for some reason this pandemic told people, I need some mental health help.
Mm.
And again, we got waiting lists now than before ever, than we ever had before. Again, I've mentioned this multiple times. I got men contacting me, black men saying, Mr. Scott, Dr. Scott, I need you. I need help because I'm going through it, sir.
Mm.
So to be honest, other than the deaths and the sickness, this pandemic has, it has been very enlightening. Maybe that's the best word I can use.
Okay. Enlightening is a good word, and I want to thank you for enlightening us. And if you have been enlightened this morning, we would love for you to join the conversation with Brother Khalid Scott, veteran mental health professional who always comes on and shares information with us to help us get us to the next phase. Because the next phase, you think this phase was rough. Wait until you get to the next one. 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. Our sister of the microphone, Vieta, host of Health and Wellbeing on Friday morning and also Sunday evening. Soul Purpose Healing is with us this morning. Thank you so much for sharing. And if you'd like to give us comments, we welcome them too. You can post them on our YouTube channel, How You Learning TV Show, as well as our Facebook page, facebook.com/HLNTV Show. And Zelda is on the internet. Don't ask me why, Khalid. I have no idea why they would put my name at the end of the show, but they did. But the point is, you make very, very good points. How do we function now as we are going back into another situation? Is that the word for it? A different environment is being presented to us, especially if you have children going back to school. Like, do you allow them to go to school? And what do you send them with? What mental tips and techniques do you share with your children as they go back into school? Because right now they've been living in fear for a year and a half, thinking they were going to catch something that would kill them. So how do you train a child to think with all that encompasses? How do you help them maneuver their way, as well as adults, through this maze, if I can call it that?
Okay. Well, the thing is, what I've learned about children over the years is children are sponges, you know? And what happened was, go back to when you have a baby and the baby falls and hurts themselves. What happens is they tend to react based on your reaction, right? Yeah. So if they fall and you like, then they get frazzled and do, But when you stay calm, they stay calm, right?
Yeah.
So we have to be the directors of their behaviors. So if we go and present to our kids like, come on now, this is a time for to be excited. You're going back to school. You don't have to be in the house with mama all day. You know, you was here with me. You were sitting in front of the computer. I had you doing chores. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And you only had me to deal with. Now you're able to go back to school and go in front of that pretty teacher who you had a crush on. And you get to hang with little Tyreek and little Terrell and little Tamika, and you get to be with your friends, and we're going to go shopping this weekend and get you all new school supplies and buy you a whole new set of clothes. So make it an event. You know what I'm saying? Make it an event for your kids.
Yeah.
You know, where they're excited. Let them go into the store and pick out colorful masks about to wear so they can color coordinate their masks with their outfit for the day,
right?
You know? Because I remember being a kid, I looked forward to the back to school, the going, you know, the shopping for the clothes, getting my notebook, you know, and with my little what was that thing? The little pencil or the little bag where you kept all your little school supplies, and getting a book bag and then going to get a Super Friends lunchbox. I really got into that. You know what I'm saying? And I got into being excited about, okay, now I'm about to enter a new grade.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I said, for parents, Your kids react based on your reaction. Ooh. If you're negative, they're going to be negative. If you're positive, they're going to be positive. You know, I'm going to miss my daughter when she leaves out for college at the end of the month. But you know what? She's going into her sophomore year, and I'm so proud of her. I love the woman that she's developing to be. And so this is an exciting time, not sad. And that's what our kids need to see us present to them. Mm. And then they need to see us excited about going back to work and new endeavors and possibly going back to school. You know what I'm saying? So we need to role model the behaviors that we want to see, you know?
Complete that thought.
And then also, you know, just being optimistic about what's new out here. You know, I was reading an article that said from March through May, 4 million people quit their jobs to seek new career opportunities. 4 million.
Wow.
So, again, this pandemic made us sit down and reevaluate ourselves, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, on April 1st, Zelda, I started my healthy eating plan, and now I'm down 50 pounds.
Woo!
You know what I'm saying? Right. Because my thing is, you know what, Khalid? You got everything else in place. You got everything else. Your career is going well. Your home is beautiful. Got two cars in the garage. Your daughter is doing great. Mama is doing well. Everything else is going in your life. What is the one thing you need to work on? My physical health. So when I went to the doctor 2 weeks ago, and he was like, Mr. Scott, you lost 50 pounds in 4 months?
Whoa.
And I'm like, yes, sir, doctor. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Because that extra weight I picked up during the pandemic, and look what I do for a living. I encourage people to have better lives.
Right.
So if I'm in a position to encourage other people to break old habits, old bad habits, and start living for today and having a positive outlook, I got to start with me.
Yes, sir.
I got to start with me.
Wow. That needs to be... We don't need to overlook that very lightly. You lost 50 pounds in 4 months? Hold on.
Yeah.
Yeah. 50 pounds in 4 months. That's like, what, 12 pounds a month? That's a lot.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But you know what? It was.
What did you do?
So
you
know,
you want to know what you did.
Well, what I've done, because, you know, I used to be a trainer back in my 20s. What I did was the simple solution. Because, see, companies make billions of dollars off of people with weight issues.
Yes,
and you ask anybody, it's a simple equation. Less calories, more workout. So what happens is I go to the gym 4 days a week. I do 30 minutes on the treadmill. I do my abs. I work a body part like Monday is chest day. Tuesday is back day. Wednesday is arm day. Friday is leg day.
Oh.
And right. And then my calorie intake is I might eat up to like 1,100 calories in one day.
Oh.
And so what happens is, and then of course I'm a male, and we lose weight pretty quickly when we get really focused. Yeah,
right.
You get really focused, and so that was it. I'm not on no diet pills. I'm not eating no special. I'm eating regular food. I just proportion it. You know, a friend of mine bought me an air fryer last year. That's my best friend. You know. So I air fry everything, you know?
Wow.
So, yeah, and it's just changing. Like yesterday I had pizza. You know what I'm saying? But I ate it in moderation.
Right.
You know? So we make things complicated because it's really not complicated.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be. It doesn't have
it
to be.
It does not have to be. It does not have to be. It does not have to be. So, you know, I'm Zelda. I get calls. You can imagine as a social worker, you get calls every week. And you get calls from your friends and your family or colleagues or whatever who are going through things. And mm-hmm. they ask, well, Khalid, what should I do? And, you know, my advice is always very simplistic but consistent. Mm-hmm. You got to take care of what's broken.
Mm.
And you got to get to the core of why it got broke.
Mm.
And you got to be motivated to want to fix what's broken. So, like, let me give you an example. Over 20 of my friends have called me over the last couple of years about problems they're having with their young adult children, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I see a consistent thread. All of our kids, we gave good lives to.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like we're the Cosby kids. I'm Theo and you're Denise. I'm Zelda. And we watched that TV show, and that TV show motivated us. And we went out and got our college degrees, and we live in our nice houses and drive our nice cars and join fraternities and sororities. And so our kids benefited from our good life, right?
Right, right.
But what happened was we forgot that we were also the good times kids. See, when we was growing up, we survived these streets. Like, I had to catch the bus to and from school. My daughter never had to catch a bus going to school.
Wow.
From kindergarten to 12th grade, she was in mama and daddy's car getting picked up and dropped off. So she don't know what it means to get a transfer. She don't know what it means to be on a bus. You know what I'm saying? You don't know what it means to pull that cord down and like ding, 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 next stop. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I didn't think about that. I did not think about that. Jody Susan says, try cauliflower pizza and eat all you want. Wow.
Right, right, right.
Caught on. We do have to be the directors of their behavior. Good advice for children. Yeah, thank you so much.
Absolutely, absolutely. Absolutely. And so just to, you know, to wrap up my thought regarding my friends and their young adult children, we didn't teach them how to have thick skin. So now life is hitting them. Ooh. Adversity is hitting them. And their kids are like, wait a minute, what's going on? Mommy, daddy, help me. And we're like, Khalid, my kid is dropping out of college. Khalid, my kid can't keep a job. Khalid, my daughter is sleeping around. Khalid, my son just came out the closet. And I'm like, that's part of it. It's our fault. We did not teach them coping mechanisms. We did not teach them how to be survivors.
Mm.
Now, for me, my daughter went over to the hood to visit my mother. So Anaya wasn't just a little pretty suburban girl. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Anaya knows what it means to be on 76 in Essex in Tarrytown.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And she had her granny teach her how to handle people.
Well-rounded.
Yes.
She better know if you want her to survive. It's 8:34. We need to take a quick commercial break. You can call in 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. Elder Kwame Sunhorse is sending me wonderful information. I'm going to share that with you. So go to my blog, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. We'll be right back.
I'm Beata, your holistic life coach. These days, it's more important than ever to work on your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. Are you consciously breathing deeply in stressful moments? Do you have a plan or daily routine to maintain balance in your awesome body? Are you struggling to be disciplined in your eating habits? When you partner with me, I'll help you develop a personalized health plan that works for your particular lifestyle. You can find out more about me at yourholisticlifecoach.com, where you can also review my 3-step protocol to guide you to abundant health. That's yourholisticlifecoach.com, and I'm Viato.
What happens when a group of people are kidnapped from their homes, smuggled away in chains, and held captive in a foreign land where they are tortured, raped, and forced to perform hard labor by the lash of a whip and under the constant threat of death? Slavery, the African-American psychic trauma. What happened to the doctors, writers, scientists, builders, educators, and spiritual leaders from Africa's golden age? Who did they really capture and sell into slavery? Are all African Americans suffering from psychic trauma because of a conspiracy to hide their true identities? Do you have psychic trauma? Take the test on page 22 of the book and see. Order it online today at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. And get your personally autographed copy of the book, Slavery, the African American Psychic Trauma.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of ourselves, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about self-care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
We don't want the rights to this music. Up in here, up in here. Up in here, up in here. Up in here, up in here. That's DMX, y'all. We don't want the music. We don't want the rights to that music, but we sure know it's a lot of crazy folks out here, and they want to go there up in here, up in here. That's DMX. No, we don't want the rights to that music, and we just trying to make a point to show you. You don't have to lose your mind, because we've got Brother Khalid Scott, mental health professional, to give us what it is that we need. And also, Brother Kwame Sunhorse just sent me a link to the exchangefamilycenter.org. I'm going to post that on my blog, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com, because it's important that we realize that, as you said, Brother Khalid, the children are watching us, and we have to give them the tools that they need. If they see us freaking out, they're going to freak out too.
Right, right.
So the question is, how do we prepare them? And like you said, Anaya, that's your daughter's name, right? Anaya may have grew up as a Cosby kid, but she knew about the good times, the projects too, didn't she? She knew about
that. Absolutely. Because it was necessary. Because
right.
My daughter is the only child, and she's a female, and she's got to learn how to navigate this world by herself.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And so, and then my daughter is a, she's a self-proclaimed nerd. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And needs all the utensils, you know, to make it through this world. So right. I could have made her a suburban princess, but what good would that have done? So now when she goes into medical school in a few years, she'll know how to navigate. Like, my daughter just got back from Germany and Iceland. So
oh, wow.
My daughter has now visited 35 U.S. states, and she's been on 4 continents.
What?
So when my daughter is at Amherst with other students of other races, she's just not a black girl from Chicago. She on done everything they on done and then some. Because
oh, wow.
Why me and my ex-wife made sure she's just as equipped as any other kid at that posh, you know, Massachusetts Ivy League type school.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
my daughter went to Germany, and my daughter speaks German.
Oh!
You know, she studied German for the last 3 years. So this is what I mean about what we give in, we pour in, we get back from. You know, my daughter sees me and my ex-wife achieve and work hard in our careers. So that's all her. So I'm a social worker. My ex-wife is a school teacher. My daughter wants to be a doctor. So think about that. My daughter wants to help people like she sees daddy helps people. She sees mommy help kids. So see, we were part of her influence.
Okay, okay.
We're part of her influence.
Wow.
And that's what it's supposed to look like.
Right. If you are okay, then she's okay. And I'm so glad you do not. I'm delighted that she has had the opportunity. I hear these children talking about they've been, you're talking about four different countries.
Yes.
I'm like, we didn't have that coming up. Those opportunities, they were available, but they just weren't available to us. I'll put it like that.
Right, right, right. Yeah. And then part of it is we didn't know better, you know.
Right.
Our parents were Florida and James Evans. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But remember when we saw Heathcliff and Claire Huxtable, that told us you can have its possibility.
Yeah.
It's possibility.
Right.
A mama who's a lawyer, a daddy who's a doctor, kids, and we all are doing well. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, that's why we just got to continue to show our kids the good stuff that life has. So that's why I said, as the kids are preparing to go back to school, make this like it used to be, something of excitement. You know,
right.
I'm not sure if they're going to have the Bud Billiken parade, but take the kids out to the Bud Billiken parade, you know? Get them excited about going back to school.
Right. We look forward to that every year. I was just looking at the year. I thought it said the 14th. I'm like, isn't that on a Monday?
No, it's Saturday coming up. It's Saturday coming
this
up.
Saturday. Yeah, this Saturday. That's why I was looking at the date. I'm like, how can that possibly be on a Monday? I've never known a parade to be on a Monday.
No.
Have you?
No, never.
Yeah.
And again, that's my advice, is just make it exciting about new endeavors that we partake in.
Right.
Make it exciting. It's scary already. It's anxious-based
already
when you're doing something new or you're returning back to do something. But just be excited about it, you know? And for parents, man, you get a break now. For a year and a half, you won't have to be teacher, preacher, counselor, and everything else. Now you get your little 8-hour break now.
You know? So be
excited about that, you know?
Well, I'm excited that we have some callers on the line. 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. Back to school, mental health basics with veteran mental health pro. Khalid Scott, let's go to the phone line, 347-221. You're live on the Female Solution. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Grand and rising. Area code 347221.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. We hear you. Hi.
Hi. This is Karen Allen from Miss Allen's Patty Cake. I believe that, you know, kids should not live in fear. I was born and raised in Chicago, Cabrini Green. And when we had negativity going on, we always had the lower north center. Or we had positive people around us to just get us through the small pandemics. So many things happened back then. It was always riots. There was always something after Martin Luther King. And during this pandemic, I went back and recreated a song for my daughter who learned differently. You know, she was a tactical learner. She learned with hands-on. She was very hyper. She was born after my first battle with cancer. And by the way, I'm a two-time breast cancer survivor. So,
oh, congratulations.
Her walk, thank you. Her walk was so different. She had to learn everything to a beat. I'm a veteran soldier, so cadence, you know, was the uplifter for me. And so I turned it into music. And during the pandemic, I was able to recreate it and say, you know what? Now it's time to put it out. And I got it out. I'll send you my blog later. You can pass it on to your friends. But we're starting early with our kids here in New York. We're training them to wear their masks and to learn to be comfortable with this new pandemic. And don't forget your surroundings. Surround yourself with positivity. And we send out positive affirmations daily to our kids. And I have you working for me doing the same thing, letting them know that we can adjust ourselves. You know, we can make it through this. But we have to be proactive in the things we do. Wash your hands, wear your mask if needed. Keep a mask. You know, because the world is different now. You don't know where you're going to be or where you need it at. You know, it's not going to hurt. Like, we keep our ID, we'll keep a mask now. We'll do whatever we need to protect ourselves, you know.
Okay.
So that's one of the things that can help our special kids or all of our youth learn to be different now, learn to adjust. And not so God does not want us to live in fear. You know, he said live life to the full, you know, and fear is not from, or confusion is not from God. For those of them, us who believe, you know, in a higher power or whatever, it is not the way we should be living in that fear. Mm. So we have to train them to be different. Like young, starting young, or wherever they at now, teach them to be different. Teach them to adjust. That's key. It's key. Give them a positive affirmation daily if they need it. If they need that push, you know, they said my daughter was going to be retarded. Yes, my daughter works in film now and is very active. She still has to take certain things to keep up, to calm her down, but she's functional.
Wow.
I try to train her not to live in fear. Do not let that disease take over you. Do not let that mental health run your life. You're going to have some hard times, you know, but that doesn't mean you got to stay there. Use the 5-second rule, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, adjust yourself. Think about where you're at, you know, and change right then.
Wow.
Those are things we have to instill in them. Yes, ma'am.
That is powerful. Thank you so much, Karen, from New York City. New York, New York. Wow.
Thank you for having me. Yeah, she got it.
Your daughter, how old is she now? She's working in film, you said?
Yeah, she's in Oklahoma, down there with Black Wall Street. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Production. Yeah, she works in production. They're actually off right now, but usually set up props. And she turned out, discovered through her anxiety, she turned out to be an excellent artist, you know, which I'm in fashion, you know, designer, but she was always around it. But she turns out to be a person who can look at stuff and set it up, you know, and say, okay, I got it, you know, and this keeps her mind busy. We got to tune into what they need, too. You know, our kids, some of them may be different, but they got something somewhere in their brain. If it's functioning, tune into it, you know.
Right. Wow. Powerful. Well, thank you so much for calling, Karen. We greatly appreciate that. Oh, 515-605-9325. Press 1 to as we go to the phone line, 708 431. You're live on the Female Solution Grand Rising. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Grand Rising Z. This is Q calling. How are you?
Oh, I'm wonderful. Thank you. Dr. Q from Maywood.
Yes,
thank
ma'am.
You for calling this morning.
And thank you for having Brother Scott on. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir. How are you doing this morning?
Exceptional, getting better. Z, I cannot overemphasize how important mental health is. I have occasion now to take Chicago public transportation, and it almost breaks your heart to see the number of African Americans who are out there who are obviously in a homeless position for whatever reason, who are literally sleeping out of doors and on those trains and the like. It's heartbreaking, but it also makes you grateful to God if that's not your situation and make you pray for them. But I can't help but think that there's a lot of missionary work, Christian work, if you will, to be done by various pastors and teachers if they would be willing to take that risk to get on those trains to speak with them. And I don't know that it would matter, but it couldn't hurt. I want to also congratulate you, Brother Scott, on being a strong black male example, not only for your daughter, but for others, but in particular for your daughter. Because there's so many brothers that have walked away from that responsibility, especially if they and the wife didn't stay together. And it's critical to do so to prepare that next generation to always move things forward. That can't happen if you don't do so. I want to also echo the sentiments of the young lady that just spoke about wearing masks and socially distancing. With this new variant, especially if you're not vaccinated, you just got to still socially distance. You got to wear the mask. You cannot assume that everybody else is vaccinated, so you're safe. That's just not going to work. And with this variant, what seems to happen is if you are vaccinated, you basically get the symptoms of a cold. So you don't know you're even COVID positive. But the person who is unvaccinated gets the full-blown disease. And this one is about 10 times more infectious than the previous COVID variant was. So that means you have to be extra careful. We just have to do it. We must survive, and you cannot survive if you don't follow the basics.
Okay. That's well said from Dr. Quincy from Maywood, Illinois. Thank you so much for sharing that information, Dr. Quincy. Always a delight to hear from you. The microphone is open for Elder Kwame Sunhor.
Yes, greetings, Anand. Very important that we understand what you mentioned was the Bud Billiken Parade, and I think Dr. Scott was speaking about the pandemic back in 1919. That was just 10 years after that Robert S. Abbott, he was the founder of Chicago Defender. And Robert S. Abbott was the creator of Bud Billiken, and he used to print that article in the Chicago Defender. And this is where this parade came from. And so it was a recognition for for the challenges that we had as people. We knew that time was getting ready for children to go back to school, and you had this parade and you had this picnic that went down South Park before it became King Drive. I remember as a kid in the 50s and seeing Bud Billiken Parade. And it was we knew that when Bud Billiken Parade was there, we were getting ready to march back to school. So it was very symbolic in which we were able to have that kind of communal connection, because it's important, like the brother's saying, about the mental health, because this is why I sent you those articles, because our children have now been victims of PTSD, because this trauma that happened in this time for this year is really traumatized them. They're, and I think it's in DSM-4 or 5, and how they describe PTSD now for children is in it's defined in the psychology dictionary. So what we're looking at is how we help our children get through these mental challenges. You know, it's unapologetically, there's a book called The Unapologetic Guide to Black Mental Health, Navigating the Unequal System and the Learning Tools for Emotional Wellness by Raheed Walker. And she's written this excellent book because we need to begin to look at the psychological, just like, you know, Naima, the psychological trauma. We have these specific traumas, and this is why I was so grateful for Dr. James White when he got his degree in psychiatry from University of Michigan, and he was the one who started ABSI, the black psychologist, because we have a different mental adjustment that has to be looked at from our perspective, not from Freud and Jung. So it's important, and I commend, you know, my brother, Dr. Scott, for being that way shower, because, like you said, even with the Cosby Kids and James, you know, Good Times, they had to destroy that image of a good father by what Cosby did or allegated what he did or didn't do.
Yes.
The thing was is that he was no longer looked at in the eyes of those that watched the Cosby show.
Mm-hmm.
And that was very important in the way that they tried to tear down a good father image.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So what we're doing, and even with who you're playing, DMX was a good father.
Yes, he
but
was.
He got caught up because he had mental traumas that he used substances to cope and to deal with that pain. Gabor Monte in The Hungry Ghost talks about the environment is what the gentleman was saying about riding the bus. The environment that we raise our people in has very much affected the psychological, the spirit, because psych only means the spirit of the person. Then it connects to the mental. And so we've got to be mindful in how we look at how we treat our diseases and our illness.
Amen. You are right on target. Thank you so very much for that, Brother Khalid. Scott, would you like to give us a closing thought? It's 8:58. We got a few more minutes. So of course, we'll go overtime as we always do. If you are on the switchboard and you want to comment, please press 1 now, because when the switchboard closes, you will not be able to call in. So you can call in now, 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. Khalid Scott, you want to give us a closing thoughts here this morning and take your time? We need to hear
absolutely.
All you want to say.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, I got to get ready to sign off and get back to work. But what I wanted to also say is that another thing that I observed during this pandemic is that I saw people become very mean-spirited. Because, again, we're anxious, and it's like the caller just said, the gentleman just said, a lot of us are dealing with PTSD it's not even post-pandemic because we're still in it.
Right.
And I wanted to throw out this, and I just sent it to you so you can post it on the web, and it's called Kindness. Pass it on. And so let me read it real quick, because
okay.
I think one of the things we got to get back to is treating each other kind.
Yeah.
Being nice to each other by starting off being nice to ourselves.
Amen.
Because that's how we survive,
mm-hmm.
by coming together and helping each other and being supportive and being loving and caring. So let me read this.
Okay.
Kindness, pass it on. Give a flower. Eat lunch with someone new. Listen with your heart. Visit a sick friend. Clean a neighbor's walk. Offer a hug. Give an unexpected gift. Make a new friend. Pick up litter. Say hello. Call a lonely student. Open a door. Help carry a load. Plant a tree. Pass a kindness on. Share a snack. cheer up a friend, thank a teacher, lend a hand, cheer up a friend, thank, read to a young child, do a kind act daily, leave a thank you note, offer your seat, cycle courteously, be tolerant, let another go first, bake cookies for a firefighter, give a compliment, help a student make friends, assist an adult, give a balloon away, lend a classmate a pencil, celebrate something every day, encourage a friend, respect elders, go walk a dog, do a favor, forgive mistakes, smile at someone. We gotta become kind again. Because we've made it through. That's how I want to end this segment.
Well, thank you so much for ending this session with such true statements and facts. It is now 9:01. We are officially in the after show. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to go back and hear Brother Khalid Scott, veteran mental health professional Khalid Scott, Back to School Basics, you may do so. It is in the archives 24/7. Thank you so much, Brother Khalid. We know you have patients waiting and they have to get to you. We appreciate
you.
We
look forward to having you as always.
Thank you so much, and we look forward to having you on again in the very near future. Gazelle Turkett says, good show and job. Good job, Khalid. Thank you so very much. Comments here. It's so small. Our sister of the microphone, Vieta Robinson, says people feel their freedom has been violated and they're angry and appearing mean as their soul works out the conflict we are experiencing on a deep level. She also says that wearing a mask has been shown to emotionally traumatize children. She also says, not true. Non-vax do not get a disease if they are in good health and have strong immune system. Okay, so at that time, we're going to open up the microphone for our sister of the microphone, executive producer, Naima Latif, Grand Rising, my sister. The show is in full effect. Brother Khalid Scott had to leave, but we still have others on the line, and they are anxious comment. The lines are still lit up. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the microphone my sister of the microphone, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show, and that would be Naima Latif. Welcome, my sister. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Yes, well, it's always a pleasure and always very uplifting to hear the words of your guests as they enlighten us. So we're very grateful that they've given us some insight. And, you know, one of the things that has been said has been about the trauma that children are experiencing at this time. And we really have to realize that this is going to mark them, you know, just like every generation has its traumatic event that gives them or defines that generation. I think with us, it probably was the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And I think maybe for the generation before that, it was, you know, the murder of Emmett Till. I mean, it's just so many things that happen each generation that traumatize you, the assassination of President Kennedy, you know, a decade before. So each decade, there is something that happens that marks the minds of the children growing up in that time. I was a child during the assassination of Dr. King and so many other civil rights workers, the assassination of the Black Panther Party leaders, Fred Hampton and Mark Clark. So that time, for me, marked a traumatic feeling that we were under attack, race of people. That was an mind. The idea that there was somewhat of a race war going on, in a sense, and I didn't understand why there was so much hostility toward black people. So that probably laid the groundwork for who I became as an activist, a communicator, someone who wanted to use my voice to influence and make a difference. And so many of us went into the field of communication influenced by great orators such as Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., Malcolm X, another one whose life was ended violently, and it left a mark on those who were children and those who were impacted by the response of the society. So in these times, we have the COVID virus and the idea that you could be zapped by an unseen virus and you're living in fear to breathe and all of that. It's traumatizing. And fear is a control mechanism. So we need to know that. Why are we not living in more faith that the creator of the universe has a greater plan for our well-being? Why are we believing that we are at the mercy of something unseen that we can't control or fight back? And so the fact that our children are not able to interact normally with their friends,
because they're scared to death.
I mean, that
they're scared to death.
That's the way to grow up, you know. And yesterday,
somebody's always wanting your attention. It just comes with being alive. So
being alive.
Yeah. One of the advantages or disadvantages, however you want to look at it, but that's as Walter Cronkite used to say. And that's the way it is in 2021, ladies and gentlemen. But I want to get back to some of the comments. And our sister, Vieta, says, and Malcolm X, is that the 10th, 11th, 12th, 16th? I can't see it. It's so small. But anyway, Vieta, I know you will punch in. Rewrite that because it's so small. But I want to talk about people feeling their freedom has been violated and they're angry and appearing mean as their soul works out the conflict we are experiencing on a deep level.
Well, I think one of the things that is happening that's probably causing a great panic is the indication that there's going to be some level of force.
Well, there's some level of force, all right, because they want us to do what they want us to do when they want us to do it. And if you do not participate in that which you have been instructed to do, that makes you an outcast. You may as well be the Hunchback from Notre Dame.
Absolutely. So let me ask you this. What are your thoughts about how children are being impacted?
Okay. Vieta Robinson says, mandate fear. Mandate fear. I think it is an individual choice. Fear, F-E-A-R, false evidence appearing real. That's what we've been taught. As our sister of the microphone, Vieta Robinson, would say, we as a people have not taken the time, the effort, or the energy to do the homework. We are depending on outside sources to inform us of what's best for us. We are not trusting the Creator. We are not going outside. If you saw my post yesterday, Sunday morning, we were at the lakefront, and I'm lying on the ground looking. I'm lying under about 3 or 4 trees, and I can just feel the energy that is circulating and percolating in my body from the tip of my spine to the
crux of my neck here, to the top of my spine. And the questions that I'm asking myself and the answers are coming and they're just flowing by just sitting under a tree. Just by sitting under a tree. Because there's, see, they're not going to tell you that there's energy under that tree. They're not going to tell you that you have a connection to the divine sitting in nature, sitting in the sun. I told you about my experience when we went to Florida some time ago. Many people know I have aches and pains. You know, it comes with the American diet, the sad diet, the standard American diet. You eat all the wrong foods, and by the time you're my age in your 60s, going on 70s, you have a host of health problems. So if you do not address those problems like sitting in the sun, sitting in nature, then you will always have those problems. So I sat in the sun for a couple of hours, and then I was able to walk the rest of the day on a so-called bad knee. I digress. I do that sometimes. I'm some, but you know, you. But what Viata says is that we operate out of fear. How do you mandate fear? It's mandated through radio and television. Have you looked on 257-932, 2644, and all the other hundreds of channels? They're programming us. It's called programming, people. Don't believe me. Ask yourself why you think the way you think and what you think. Where did those thoughts come from? I rest my case.
Absolutely. Well, you know, fear is the control mechanism that keeps people from thinking clearly. And so as a result of fear, people aren't willing to listen to other ideas. They're watching people. There are watching people die. That is happening. But we're not understanding that because we have been breathing poisoned air, drinking poisoned water, eating poisoned food. Because if you're spraying pesticides on your food, if they're killing the insects, they're going to kill you too.
Oh yeah.
It's not organically grown. It's not organically raised.
Oh yeah.
It's not organically raised. And that means what they have consumed also is not healthy. You're eating it in their flesh.
Yep.
So we've been ingesting poison all this time, so our body's immune system doesn't function the way it should function.
No,
so
it should not.
Anything that could attack our system could end up creating a fatal situation because we have been unhealthy for so long. So many of the people who are not in favor of the vaccine or have some suspicions about it, it's because they are feeling that there's a level of hypocrisy regarding the real concern for our health when we have to fight to get decent food for our children in the school. And we have to fight to make decent food available in our neighborhoods. One wonderful thing that Michelle Obama did during Barack Obama's presidency, she went around to a lot of these neighborhoods, there were food deserts, and brought in fruit.
Yes, she
healthy
did.
Food. Because we didn't have those things. We were feeding our children potato chips in the morning.
Yep.
So if there was real concern for the health and well-being of our children, we would make sure that the place where they live have good, healthy, wholesome food, not things that are about to expire or getting ready to mold any minute, soon to take off the shelf, but real healthy, healthily grown food. We would have our children taking GM online.
Okay, GM online.
Oh, we don't have GM anymore. We have it online. How do you do GM online?
Okay.
I mean, you're sitting there watching people exercise. How's it helping you?
Right.
So the things that we've done to the population that makes them unhealthy has set us up to be vulnerable to any kind of alteration. And so when the virus comes into a healthy body, it leaves. But because so many people's bodies are unhealthy from so many years of not only the bad eating and drinking and breathing of bad air to be poisoned, there's a stress level that keeps us from being able to fight off anything that invades our bodies. So if we would get rid of those things, we wouldn't have to live in fear of a virus. Mm-hmm. And this was a health-conscious people. The health-conscious community is saying this, and everybody who is not health-conscious and not understanding that they already were set up to not survive anything by the way we've been living. They are looking at the health conscious people like, oh, you're saying you're going against the government that's trying to keep us safe, you know, and all this language about keeping us safe. Well, why not keep us healthy? Then we don't have to worry about being safe. And we had worked, if we had focused on being healthy, we would be safe. So this is a time for us to create a whole different shift in consciousness for people who are willing to understand that it is their responsibility to maintain their health and well-being. And that means having the courage to think for yourself and listen to your own inner voice. Your own inner guidance will tell you if something is right for you or wrong for you. Don't override that voice.
Mm-hmm.
The creator of the universe made this body and made the environment so that it's interactive. And if we are poisoning that which is supposed to feed us, what do we expect is going to happen to us? We are responsible for this mess we made. So doing something that is going to keep us in a state of fear is traumatizing the children because now their whole way of being is one of fear, fear of death. That's what's defining this generation, fear of death. We didn't have that in that manner, but we did have fear of assassination, which is another trauma. So each generation has to overcome the trauma of its time, and we have to help this generation overcome the trauma of fearing to breathe the air that's supposed to keep you healthy, fear of being able to touch people. And when you have human touch, when you have living beings touching each other, that's an energy exchange. That's what boosts your immune system. So if you don't allow that, then that's another thing, lowering the power of your immune system.
Yep.
So those of us who are aware have a great responsibility to teach in a way that helps people to hear and not become frightened because it's sounding like it's anti-something. You're just pro-life. This is the real pro-life movement.
Mm-hmm.
We're pro-life because we want you to do things that are life-enhancing,
mm-hmm.
not reactions to fear,
mm-hmm.
not ignorance of how your body works, not absorbing a lot of propaganda based on profit motives of industries that are creating artificial means to address the symptoms of an illness but never heal your body. So if you're on any kind of medication and the doctor says to you, well, you'll have to take this for the rest of your life, you need to look for another doctor. Because there's nothing that is damaging to the body that cannot be reversed. Absolutely. And you just might be going to a doctor that doesn't have the knowledge of how to do it. Even if they have all kind of medical degrees, there's some things that aren't taught in our medical school because the medical schools are geared toward the whole pharmaceutical industry and the profit motive and the treating of the symptoms of an illness, not healing. So people who have been studying other things that have to do with healing, they can actually help you strengthen your body to do what it does, which is to heal itself. That's the new medical line of tomorrow, and that's the shift that we have to make. We have to help people get out of that old habit of expecting when you get to a certain age, you're going to have a medicine cabinet full of pills, and you're going to age and get decrepit and die.
Mm-hmm.
Because our bodies are made to self-regenerate. And just because we don't have the knowledge in certain parts of the world on how to do things, it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. It means we haven't had access to the knowledge. Mm-hmm. There already is a cure for cancer. There's a cure for every single disease on the planet. And some doctors are aware and some are not. And if you can find someone whose motive is to heal you and not make money off of your sickness until you die,
mm-hmm.
you can find a remedy.
Yep.
So our children need to know that this, we got a new strain of this and a new that, and now you gotta send your children to school with a mask and don't touch your friends. If you're not comfortable with that, just home and take responsibility for the knowledge that your children are receiving. And I know that's easier said than done. I mean, my child is grown, gone, got her own career, everything. So I don't have to worry about that the way somebody who maybe has a 3 or 4 or 5 year old and they have to think, what am I going to do with this child today? I got to work from home and do my job and they're running around all over the place and I can't keep screaming at them. So everybody's at that level of frustration. So this is where we understand the importance of communal living, community living, where you might have some parents who are able to use their home or able to find a way to assist you in the watching of your child. So if everybody's saying you have to stay away from everybody, then that means you can't use those remedies that come with cooperative living, which means you can't function because you're in isolation. So that just maintains the problem. So intelligence would teach us at some point we have to choose to be in a space with other people so that we can work collectively and cooperatively. Children need to be with other children to learn social skills. So we have to transcend this idea that everybody's going to live in isolation for the next 5, 10 years because we're afraid of a virus. It's going to keep our children in a state where they're not learning the necessary interactive social skills. It's going to keep parents in a state of frustration because they're feeling like their household is out of control, state of stress, worrying about the finances, and all of that perpetuates ill health. So we have to take control of this issue. Stop reacting. Learn how your body works. Learn how your immune system works. Learn how to strengthen it. Learn how to be in a state of peace so that your body can heal from whatever might infect you, whether it be a common cold or anything. Get proper rest. Drink clean, pure water. Be in a peaceful environment. Do the things that suit your mind and allow your brain waves to function at that level where it heals your body. Play the soft music that you like, where the jazz or whatever it may be that comes. Create an environment of peace in your home and do not have your children living in fear all day long. Don't keep emphasizing. Let them enjoy life. Take them out to the parks where they can play and run. Don't keep them stuck in that house, afraid to come outside and breathe air. And do not have them out in the park with a mask on. Let them breathe the air. Let them be around trees that are producing oxygen. We have to choose to take control of the kind of culture we want to create. Because this pandemic is going to be strung out forever. If they don't milk this ball, it works.
Yes,
it's all strain as it is and strain that. Well, now we got to do this. Oh, now we got to make a mandatory to that. And everybody who is afraid of being forced to take that shot they don't want to take. Now is the time to create a life where you are independent. That's what we've been talking about, growing your own food.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing how to fix repairs in your home or developing a core of people that you trust to do the work that you need. Knowing how to yourself help by eating the right thing, getting the proper water, so that you're not afraid to go out and function when you need to, but be independent enough where nobody can make you do anything. Develop your home base. Everybody's been in a home base now because even the people who had a location in a commercial district, they got to draw and work from a home office. So take this time to develop your ideas, develop an enterprise, develop a means of taking care of yourself so nobody can make you have to take a shot in order to earn a living. This is the time to take control of your body. And that way you don't panic. You say, well, you can't travel unless you've got a child. Well, you can't. Okay, well, that's fine. I don't need to see you yet. I'm going to wait this over, but I'm going to let you make me do anything right now. I'm choosing not to. So when the airlines start losing money because people are choosing not to travel rather than get a shot, they'll figure out how to extend that.
Oh, yeah.
What happens if we don't spend money with you because we're deciding not to take a shot that we don't feel comfortable with in our body. And you're saying, well, you can't use my service unless you do. Okay, then I won't use your service. And then once you lose enough money, you'll figure out how to not have that be your rule.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And so this is why you can't panic about it.
And panic is not going to get you anywhere but more panic. And I'm sure somebody's on the line been panicking for a while because we've had some hands up. 336-350. Your mic is open. Thank you for calling. What's your name? Where are you calling from? And what's your comment? 336.
Can you hear me?
Oh, that sounds like Mama AZ. Yes, Mama AZ, yes. We hear you live and well.
Thank us. Thank us for this show and the informative information from the doctor about the principles we must get back to. This is very timely, family, and greetings to all the listeners that are still here. I'm wondering if Brother Kwame Sunhorse is still on the line.
Yes, because,
okay, I would like for him to express how can we incorporate the principles of what the doctor said about loving people and caring and smiling and cutting somebody's lawn or picking up trash. Today I'm going to be reaching out to somebody to create some signs that you can put on the car about the Overground Railroad. But a lot of people do not, they have not tuned in to exactly what the Overground Railroad represents. And I'd like for Brother Kwame Sunhorse to expound on that and how can we incorporate the teachings and the wisdoms that are being dropped through the Female Solution, how can we incorporate that into the curriculum or the wisdoms of the Overground Railroad? I'd like to hear that so I can kind of get an idea of what I'm going to relate to the sister in order to create the sign, if that's possible.
Kwame Sunhorse, are you with us?
Yes, Grand Rising, Mama AZ, and Assalamu Alaikum to my sister Naima Latif, the executive producer of the Female Solutions. But what Mama AZ, go ahead, Naima.
No, she's...
Well, we're listening for your wisdom.
Oh, okay. What? And I think...
Method to teach the wisdom that we want to teach our children. Now is the time, and we have the time,
and
we want to get money.
Right, and teach, right, and I thank Mama AZ for, you know, asking me to speak on this, because the Overground Railroad, that's what I started out saying about the 8-8, and what's over us is the planetary alignments, and over us is the arc of the universe, which bends towards justice, and what we have to begin to do is utilize that which is over us as above, so below. And we have to realign ourselves back into nature, because creating what I say our oasis, because we have, and I just sent Zelda this piece that deals with food apartheid and the root problem of American groceries, because we're looking at how do we feed ourselves, and we're looking at a system that I say we need oasis, and oasis is nothing but a place where there's clean water and good green vegetation that's within an area that is deserted, that doesn't produce it. And what we're looking at is how do we begin to have that communal living again and being able to be, you know, food sovereign, because we have to look at our sovereignty as consumers of what we put in our bodies, because we're talking about, you know, health food or health industry, but in the word health is the word heal. So that which you put in helps you. Your body is made to heal. If you put in your body that which is most likened to it giving its life force to help heal and repair itself. So we've got to begin to look at, and I thank the brother talking about the Bud Billiken, because that's so important in that key in divine order, that in 1929 when Robert F. Abbott committed that and started that, because that was community. Everybody got to the end of that parade and was in Washington Park, and they commune as a people. And this is what we've kind of gotten away from. We're not communing with nature and our relatives. And this is important, because that energy that we have been social distant from is causing social disorder. Disorder from social distancing. Because we as human, we're made to touch. That if you took a child when it came out of the womb and the only thing you did was gave it a bottle and didn't pick it up or touch it, it would die. Because we need, as humans, we have that inner exchange. That's why you grow in a womb, is that nurturing of connection. And this is why when you come out, you learn to connect to the earth. And the earth becomes the mother that nourishes what comes from above, is the Milky Way. You nurse a baby through milk. The Milky Way galaxy is a food that feeds us in the frequency of spirit. The absence of spirit causes mental illness.
That is it.
Because
that's it. Before I go, let our viewers know that the wisdom that you have shared and others, we're putting that all together in a homeschool curriculum that we can make available to parents, being able to go to the Female Solution website. And, you know, it'll also include the farming classes and many of the how-tos that we know we need to reincorporate in our culture. So we thank you. We'll be calling on you to assist in that process, because we're also looking at ways of recording some of the information, as you, one of the instructors of so much of what we need to know. We're looking at preserving this knowledge for future generations and being able to use this to guide them in a new way of thinking. So thank you so much for all you have contributed to the raising of global consciousness. And I must depart. But as always, I appreciate all of you who listened to and watched us today on the Female Solution Higher Learning Network. Monday morning mindfulness.
Amen. Thank you for my sister of the microphone, executive producer Naima Latif. Thank you so much. You have a wonderful day, my sister, and we look forward to having you back next Monday. We'll do it all over again right here on the Female Solution. And very briefly before you go, what can we expect on Wednesday?
This Wednesday, as a matter of fact, this Wednesday, we're going to have some young people on that are going to give us a bit of insight about how they, some of the coded language they use when they talk to each other, some of the ways they had developed to cope with the stress of these times, and some advice for us as adults if we want to understand more about the world that they live in, so that we can be of help and not hurt. So tune in with myself and co-host Kareem Hamid. We're going to, as always, talk about repairing our family relationships.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for that, my sister. We always need a way to repair family relationships. They got it going. Every which way but up, because we're too busy listening to them, and we should be listening within. So thank you so much for sharing that, my sister. You have a wonderful day. And we'll see you on Wednesday.
Thanks.
Namaste. Hello.
Hello.
Okay, Brother Kwame, Elder Kwame, would you like to finish your thought, you and Mama AZ, before we close out here?
I was on mute, so... The thought, and I thank Sister Naima, because that's what we're needing, is that as elders, we have to stop being generational thieves. Mm. We've had great elders like Roko Rushidi just transitioned, but he left us a wealth of information to see our footprint around the world and melanated people and how we have been influencing in other cultures and other civilizations. It's very important to know where we come from to know where we can go. And mm-hmm. and I think that's a very important show that she's going to have, because in the generation, each generation out of relative obscurity must either fulfill its mission or we will all fail. This generation, their mission is to communicate and use a language which is frequency to help them tune into themselves, because what they're speaking to is what their generational purpose is. Our generation has done its part of its purpose was to prepare to go through the civil rights, through the challenges of making communities and making things more accessible. Because like Dr. Scott says, how many, you know, brothers that are able to send their daughters to four continents and 35 states in the country, but also being able to show her that she can be just as equal in a Massachusetts, and of all places, Massachusetts is where Plymouth Rock is, and this is where it all began, in that same area of the captivity, but to be now sending a child there ancestrally that was brought there in captivity, now is there learning to achieve the ability to be anything that she wants to be, and saying that she wants to be a doctor.
Okay.
So that shows you generational. And this is creating generational wealth, because it's not how much we leave in insurance policy, it's how much we put into a child that mm-hmm. makes them wealthy in knowledge mm-hmm. of self.
Mm-hmm.
will help them to continue the next seven generations. This is what we have to begin with the Overground Railroad and creating this new and tapping back into these frequencies of above and allowing ourselves to, like you did when you sat up under those trees in the park, is because those trees are antennas. It was drawing down and you just sat there and got what the roots of the tree is connected to the earth and been given to you while you put your root, because when you sit on your bottom, you're sitting on your root.
Yes. I never heard it expressed like that. I love it. Yeah. Root to root.
You put your root to the root.
What do they talk about in the pig, from the rooter to the tooter?
Yeah.
Southern folks. If you ain't Southern, you won't get that. But it's from one root to the other and connecting with
right.
it.
Right. And one of the greatest schools that you saw when they invaded and came into our land was seeing the elder sitting at the base of the tree with all of the children in front of him having class.
Mm. Wow. How many teachers are going to do that, I wonder?
Right. But they had to put you inside of a box and say that you have to sit down, fold your hands. No. You put the child in its own environment. Let the child sit on the mother, because sit on the mother's lap. Mother right. Earth is our lap. That's
okay.
My mother's lap.
Sister, can you still hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Loud and clear. I got to write
okay.
that one down. It's our lap.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Thank us, Brother Kwame. I am so grateful to be on the planet at this particular time. Before I was put on recess or something, all of this going on, I went to the stronghold and spent a week, and I envisioned Brother Harris, Eddie Harris, the numbers man, Brother Kwame, everybody there at the stronghold sitting around on that land and gathering information and wisdom. So I give thanks to you, Brother Kwame, to us, that you have continued this, and you're no joke, sir. It gives me encouragement no matter what is going on. So we'll talk about it, have a reasoning with it later on. I give thanks. Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling in and requesting that Baba Kwame Sunhorse speak with us this morning. We are grateful to all of our viewers. And
could I?
Yes, please. Go right ahead.
Okay. Yeah. And see, what I'm doing as a male, and Brother Scott and the other brother doctor that called in, when you educate a woman, you educate a nation, because it's called motherhood. She is the carrier and the carrier of the mitochondria DNA. She programs the learning tools, the abilities for those generations that are coming. When you educate a man, you just give him something to think about, because he has to be the balance with you. And that we sometimes think in ways in which will cause wars and destruction, where the woman is going to look at it and say, no, we've got to look at, if you get killed, if my son gets killed, if my brother gets killed, then who is going to be here to help to provide, protect, and profess for us?
Right.
Who are our daughters going to marry? So what the woman looks at is what is the best way to deal with it in a life-giving situation.
True words have never been spoken, and that is wisdom from the elders. Elder Kwame Sunhorse, all the way from Georgia, which we are most grateful for and appreciate the words of the wisdom. And that's the tip for the day, is to find an elder in your family and just sit down and have a conversation. And don't you try to do all the talking. Let them talk, and you just listen. And possibly take notes, or put a camera in front of them and just let them talk. You will hear things that will help you in your journey, in this experience we call life. So I want to thank you, Baba Kwame Sunhorse, and
Welcome.
Yes, ma'am, go right ahead.
To your listening audience, I need a camera, y'all, an old camera. It is so much information that's floating around here in the Gables, meaning the Vaughn Gables, where I am. I need a camera or some young person that can come out and document this. It's very, very important for the soul purpose healing and the female solution and other historical shows. Thank us. I'll be.
And how would they
quiet.
Contact you if they have a camera, Mama AV?
Well, I'm not at my apartment, and I can have somebody for 2 weeks to come and stay, you know, and they just contact me. I need a camera. I need a VHS camera, family, and a little digital camcorder, but specifically one of them old cameras. I know somebody has to have one out there. I know there's just gathering dust, almost brand new. That's what I need. And somebody that is interested in documenting historically this part of my life.
Well, we will pray that someone in our viewing or listening audience will hear that and contact you. Is there a number to contact you at?
Yes, ma'am. 336-350-5474. Again, 336-350-5474. You can't text me. You can only leave a verbal message. My phone is doing what it does.
Okay.
So.
And you said camera. What kind of a camera that an old fashioned camera? I remember having a camera, Mama AZ.
Those are one of the that had the VHS. I got about 2,000 of tape with that on the VHS on Sirius. I have that much footage from back in the 80s. And RCA is a real good one, or something similar. The kind, again, that takes the big cartridges, because I know how to plug it in the TV and edit it that way, you know. So that's the kind of camera, and like a Canon digital camera as well. I know somebody has those cameras there gathering dust that can be utilized.
Okay, well, we will put that call out there. If you've got a VHS old camera, right?
A VHS, you know, like those big camcorders.
Yeah. I had one, had two of them, threw them out before I even started this show, so I didn't know. But if you're listening and you have an old VHS camera, Mama AZ has lots of footage that we could benefit from. So please share that information with how she can get it, 336-350-5474. Or you can always email me, info@higherlearningnetwork.org. Please be sure and check out my blog, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. I will be updating it throughout the day. I want to thank you for staying here with us during this broadcast, all of our viewers, all of our listeners. We appreciate you. We ask that you go to our YouTube channel, Higher Learning TV Show, as well as our Facebook channel, facebook.com/HLN TV Show. With Zelda on the end of it, HLN TV Show. I need to put that up there because I am just not happy with Facebook about that. I don't know why they had to change it, but I'm going to put it up there anyway. Facebook.com/HLN TV Show Zelda. Why they put that up there? Would y'all please, does anybody know that? I'm sure y'all know. I just don't know. I'm old school, so I don't know these things, and I just don't know. When you don't know, you ask for help. So please like and subscribe us, and we will see you back here next Monday morning. We will do it all over again, but be sure and join in tomorrow. Self-care with Jody Toussaint. Oh, my goodness. And Dr. Frank Lawless, inventor of the BAUD, B-A-U-D, and I'll tell you about my addiction problems and all that good stuff. Until then, stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next Monday Morning Mindfulness, and we'll see you then. Oh, and I forgot to play the ending. I almost forgot it, and here we go. Make it a great day, and thanks so much. Because not everybody is ready for the release. And if it comes from
we've
you,
come to the
somebody
end of our show today.
Do know or don't
you
know,
can hear every show in the archive at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/the-female-solution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Xiexie. India, Zanyaba. Japan, Arigato. Korea, Kamsahamnida. Russia, Spasiba. Germany, Danke. Poland, Dziękuję. France, Merci. Spain, gracias. Italy, grazie. Egypt, shukran. Ghana, medasi. Nigeria, eshe. South Africa, ngiyabonga. Senegal, jeret. Kenya, asante. Israel, toda. Pakistan, shukriya. Afghanistan, Tashakur, Saudi Arabia,
Shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
Bye-bye now. Love, peace, and hair grease.